Today's Shi'ur is Masechta Yevam, Daf Kuf Yud. We will begin on Daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis, 15 lines from the bottom, Ragamuel Oima. We learned in the Mishnah the case where somebody had Kedushe de Rabbanon with his wife, and then his brother was married to this wife's sister, who was a Gedolah. They had a full-fledged Kedushe de Raisa, and the brother passed away without children. And his wife falls to Yibum, to this brother who's married to her sister with a Kedusha de Rabbanon. The Gemara and the Mishnah mentioned different opinions, what should be done in that situation. Gamliel's opinion was that if this wife to the surviving brother does Miyun, so then that marriage is canceled, and he could now do Chalitza Yibum with his sister-in-law. But if she did not do Miyan, so we learned in the Mishnah, Gamaliel's opinion was, Tamten, we should wait until she becomes a Gedolah. And once she becomes a Gedolah, the Mishnah said, we could do, she will be now his full-fledged wife, because she's a Gedolah, she's a Kedusha Daraisa. And once she's a Gedolah and we have a Kedusha Daraisa, the widow, the sister-in-law, is an achos ishtay. Ask the Gemara. But, and therefore, she could, that there's no zika, there's no chalitza, there's no yibam. Ask the Gemara. Bami noi Rebbe Elazar Merav. My tam der Gamliel. Why did Gamliel say this opinion? Says the Gemara. Because Rebbe Kiva says the Gemara, because Rebbe Gamliel's opinion is, Mishum de Kosovar, he holds the Kedushi Ketan Mitla Toli. The Kedushin that he had with the Ketana is hanging in the air, so to speak. V'chi gadla, and as she becomes an adult, gadla b'hada, the kedushim come along with her. And therefore, as Rashi, according to many achronim, explains, it's not just that the kedushim grows with her. The kedushim that took place while she was a ketana, as which we keep on saying, were only a kedusha de rabbanon, now turn into a kedusha de raisa. But they turn into a Kedusha Deraisa from when she was married. And therefore, this is a perfect example of a Chos Isha. Furthermore, even if the husband did not do Bia with this Ketana, as soon as she becomes a Gedolah, that is enough that the Kedusha should become full-fledged Kedushin, and therefore the Yavama is an Achais Ishtai and not subject to Yivu Chalitza. That's one way of understanding. A Dilma way to understanding is Mishum de Kosovar, Gamaliel's opinion is HaMekadish Achais Yavama. If somebody marries the sister of his Yavama, for Nifter Yavama V'Hachala, the Aloch is that Yavama is no longer a candidate for Yibam Chalitza. Ibal, but if that's the case, what is the ability to break the Zika? Only if he does Bia with his wife. The Bia that he does with his wife makes the Yavama into an Achai Sisha. And once it makes her into an Achai Sisha, then the Halacha is there's no Yibam Chalitza. Iloi Bal, but if there is no Bia yet at this point, for when the Ketana becomes a Gdoila, Loi, the Halacha will be that the Achois Isha is not exempt yet. Amalei, says the Gemara, Hainatam de Gamaliel, Rabbi Lezer explains what is the reasoning for Gamaliel's opinion, Shintuk Savar, because it is his opinion, Amakarish Chayshivama, Nifter Yivam Vahachaloi. The Halacha is you could break the Zika by marrying the wife of the sister of Yivama. And therefore, as we just explained, Ibal, only if he did Bia, that's what breaks the Zika in. That would break the Zika. Eloi, but if he didn't do Bia, Loi, then the halacha is that it doesn't break the Zika. Our Rav Sheshes Amina says, Rav Sheshes, he disagrees. And he says that it has nothing to do, there's no requirement for him to do the Bia. Amina, and Rav Sheshes says a very sharp expression. Amina, I have to comment, the kinoim v'shochav rav. When Rav was half asleep, Amar Lahashmatza, he said this halacha. The Tanya, Mekadesh Zaktana, he teaches us how to look at Kedusha Drabbanan. Hamekadesh Zaktana Kedusha Teluyin. Whoever does Kedusha with a Ketana, the Kedushim are suspended. My Teluyim. What does that mean? Lav. Doesn't that mean that Ki Godlo, as she becomes an adult, Godlo Ba'adar, the Kedusha comes into play. Vavgav Dleibol, even though he didn't do Biyah. Amalei Ravin Bereid Rav Nachman. Hamas the Ketana says Ravin Bereid Ravin to Rav Sheshes. The Braisa could even follow the opinion of Rav. And when the Braisa said that the Kedusha Teluyin, it doesn't mean that the Kedusha automatically go into effect when she becomes a G'dayla. Rather, says the Gemara, what the Braisa means to say, suggests the Gemara, is that the Tulushin are suspended until he does a bia with her when she is a Ketanim, when she's a G'dayla. Homos the Ketanim mitla tal of a kaima. It's suspended. Ebo, only if this husband does bia with this wife, in will she be his full-fledged wife? Eloi bo, but if he doesn't do bia, loy. Damra, and the reason this is the halacha, who adif minai, the halacha is, she says that he has a strength over mine, over me, because a husband, midaraisa, could divorce a wife without giving her a get. We're giving her a get against her will. And therefore, she's always recognizing the Kedushin is sort of in abeyance. But not Difnamine, because I could do Miyun and not require a get. And because they each come with these attitudes, that's why the Kedushin is not considered a full-fledged Kedushin until this Bia. The Sava Rav does ask the Gemara, is that indeed Rav's opinion? The Ebal, only if he did Bia when she becomes a G'dayla in, that's when the Kedushin, that she becomes his full-fledged wife. But Eloi Bal, if he didn't do Bia Loi, she would not become his full-fledged wife. But ask the Gemara, Ketana, Vet Mektana Shloi Mina, if Ketana did not do Miyun, Rav Oma, and then she goes, Vigdil V'om Devanissa, after she became a G'dayla, she marries a different man without having received the get from the first husband. The halach is that she's considered married to the first husband as soon as she's a G'dayla. And since she's considered married to the first husband as soon as she becomes a G'dayla, says Rav, the Kedushin that somebody gives her is a meaningless Kedushin. And since the Kedushin is a meaningless Kedushin, the halacha is she wouldn't even need a get from him. Shmuel says, Tzricha get Misheni, that she does need to get a get from the new husband. What is the machlokes? Suggests the Gemara. My lav, the laibal, that the husband did not do bia with her after she became a G'dayla. Because if the husband did bia with her after she became a G'dayla, how could Shmuel ever say that she's not his wife and that she could get married to another man? It must be, suggests the Gemara, that the machlokes that Rav and Shmuel are having is where there was no bia. And Rav holds that you don't need to have bia. The fact that she became a G'dayla with him is enough to turn that Kedushin into Kedusha Deraisa. And Shmuel holds, no, you have to have bia. But we see from here the Rav doesn't require bia. Says the Gemara, Loi, we're going to have to explain that he did bia. Ask the Gemara, if it's referring to a situation where he did bia, so ask the Gemara, my time of the Shmuel. Why would Shmuel say that the marriage is not considered a full-fledged marriage and that if she goes and marries another man, that marriage will be viewed as a real marriage? Answers the Gemara, Kesava kala boil das Kedushin Rishonu boil. Shmuel teaches us that, yes, he did a bia after she became a G'dayla. But the bia alone is not enough to make her into an Eishes Ish. Because when bia is done, the bia is done as a continuation of the original bia. And in this case, the original bia did not affect the Kedusha Daraisa, because she was a ketana that was not being married off by her father. And therefore, even though there was a bia, it's not enough to make her into an Eishes Ish, unless there's clear intention for that to happen. Ask the Gemara this question: if somebody does bia, is it a continuation of the original bia, or can it be viewed as a new act? Ask the Gemara, which what the Gemara is suggesting is the machloikus of Rav and Shmuel. Ask the Gemara, pligibachadazimna. This is a machloikus that we already encountered the Rav and Shmuel have. Ditmar, kitch al tanai. If somebody did kedusha with a woman al tanai, that there are she has no mumen, that she has no blemishes, or the tanai was that she never made a neder. The Konsistam. And then after the Kedushin, he consummated the Kedushin with a bia. So the question is, and then it discovered, what is the halacha? What, now it was discovered that she had mumim, that she had blemishes. Or it was discovered that she did make nadarim. What is the halacha? Rava mitzrichi mena get. She's going to have a get. She's going to require a get, even though she clearly violated the tanoim that were in place. And the reason a get is required is because Rav holds that once she became a gedola and he did bia with her, what he meant to do with the bia was to say, even if the tanoim, I'm going to ignore them and I'm making you into my full-fledged wife. But Shmuel my inner tzrichish men a get, there is no need. And explains the Gemara, Rav Amitzrich Meneget, Kivan the Nazba, when he did Nesuin, and he did Bia, Achule Achle Tanoi, that act shows that he's ignoring and forgiving on all the previous condition. Shmuel Amma Enetzrich Meneget, because Shmuel says, Kol HaBayal Das Kedushin Rishonim HaBayal, and since that Kedushin Rishonim, those Kedushin Rishonim, were made with a Tanai, if the Tanai is not there, the Kedushin is not there. So ask the Gemara, from here we see that the Machloikus of Rav Shmuel, if Kol HaBayal Adas Rishon HaBayal or not, is already a Machloikus that we learned elsewhere. Why was it needed to be repeated? Answers Gemara Tzricha. Rav Shmuel had to say this Machloikus twice. Ditmar Bahi, if we have that case where the Ketana did not do Mion, and then she married, and then she became a Gedoyla, and she married somebody else. But he come a Rav, that's where Rav says that he considers her Meshum Delaka Tana, since there's no Tanai here, he certainly intended to make Nisun with her, because there's a rule throughout Shas that Ein Adam Oysa Bilasa Bilaznus. And therefore we say, Baal, as soon as he bid bia, achle tanai. What that bia must represent is that even if there are tanoim, he's not worried about them anymore. He's canceling them. Av b'ha, in the case where he made a kedushin al tanai, which is a very different situation, av b'ha em moide leil shmul, that if he made a tanai, he wants it to be in effect. V'yetn b'ha b'ha kam shmul, because there, he's relying that the Tanai will be fulfilled. Abahach, the Ktana Shigdila, Eimim Maidalei L'Rav, that a person knows that what he had till now was not a real Kedushin. And now, when he's doing the Bia, he's certainly doing it to affect a new Kedushin. That's why it's Tzricha. Says the Gemara, Mi Amar Rav, that does Rav hold that only Kibol, only if he did Bia with this girl after she became a Gedoyla, that's when she becomes Mukadeshus. Eloi Baal, but if not Loi, says the Gemara, Vahui Avda, wasn't there an episode, David ben Narash, Vigdashi Kishiktana, where a woman became Mukadeshus when she was a Ketana, the Godlop, and then she became an adult without having Bia, Vasa Abai Kursaya, and they put her on a couch on which the Kala sits by the Chuppah, Vasa Chrina, and another man came, v'chotminei, and grabbed her while she was there and did kedushin. Rabuna Rav Chanina Talmid the Rav Hava Hasam. They were there v'levetzrichu get mibesrei, and they didn't need him to give a get because they obviously held that once she becomes a gedola, even though there was no bia after she became a gedola, she automatically becomes his full-fledged wife. So we see from here that Rav's opinion is that as soon as the ketana becomes a gedola, without bia, she becomes his full-fledged wife. But we're suggesting in our shir that Rav requires bia after she's a gedola to become his wife. Says the Gemara, Amar Papa, but Narash Mason Nissen. In Narash, the custom was the first they did Nisun. The first the original husband did Bia, and afterwards, Vahadim Meisa Bekrusaya. And that's why Rav very well said that she's considered completely married to the first husband. She's considered completely married to the first husband because they even had Bia. And therefore, when somebody else comes along now and tries to break that by doing something with her, it's a meaningless task. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi says the story over there is entirely different, should be viewed differently. Rather, the way to look at that story is, who asked the Shloika Hagen? When this girl is sitting at the wedding to get married to her first husband, with whom she has Kedusha de Rabbanan, and he goes, as the Gemara said a moment ago, Chatvasa, he grabbed her. And there's even a Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand Chatvasa. Some Rishonim I saw say that Chatvasa means he actually grabbed her. Other Rishonim say that he didn't actually grab her, but he tried to convince her that instead of marrying this man, marry me. But whatever interpretation we follow, what was done was very inappropriate. Because here she's getting ready to get married to another man. She's sitting by the chuppah, and somebody else, whether by force or whatever fashion you want to say, came and took her away. That is something that is highly inappropriate. Who also Shleika Hagen? He did something which was highly inappropriate. Says the Gemara, Lefika Chasuva Shleika Hagen, Chazal treated him improperly. Vefkinu Rabbanan L'kedusha Minei. And the Rabbanan employed here a concept that we find sometimes in Shas, Vefkinu Rabbanan L'kedusha Minei, which Rashi explains that whoever gets married, as we know by every wedding, the chassan says to the kala, Harei at mukadeshes libetabazu kedas Moshe Yisrael. He connects to the kedushin, to the chachamim, agreeing that this kedushin should be taking place. And when the chachamim, as in this case, felt that the kedushin should not take place, the kedushin is void. Tysus has a different approach. Tysus says that we can't say that this man who did, as we just finished explaining, something inappropriate, when he intended to marry her, he intended to marry her Kedas Moshe Yisrael. How can we say that a man who did something so wrong was doing a Kedas Moshe Yisrael? And therefore, Tosfos says, what it means is that Chazal have authority. The way to understand the Gemara is Chazal have the authority to annul a marriage, as if it never took place. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Tainich the Kaddish Bekaspa. I could understand what it was a Kedusha Kesef. And as all the Rishonim explained, whenever there's a monetary transaction, we have the concept of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Hefker Bezdin Hefker says that the Rabbanon could say that that money didn't belong to you. And if the money that with which you were Mekaddish the woman is not your money, as we know, by a wedding, the Masada Kedusha asked the Chassan, is this ring yours? And therefore, since the ring wasn't his, because of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, therefore, the halach is that the Kedusha is not considered a Kedusha. There are others that explain, the Rabbis of Rashi, that the whole fact that you could be Mekaddish a woman with Kesef is only Midrabbanon. So the same Rabbanon who said that Kedusha Kesef are effective, said in this situation, Kedusha Kesef are not effective. But ask the Gemara, but Kaddish Rabbiya, Michael Amema, what would we say when there was a Kedushin with Bia? You can't. How will you relate to this? How will we relate to that Kedushin? The Kedushin, what are we going to do with that beer? We can't just make believe that it's not there. There's no Hefka Bezdin on a Kedushin. And moreover, as we explained, Kedusha beer, Kedusha deraisa, how could Rabbanan cancel it? Says the Gemara, the way Rabbanan are able to do so, even with a Kedusha beer, is Shavi Rabbanan labilos abilosnos. Chazal have the right to say that beer is a Biel's Znos. So Rashi explains that again, that Rashi is assuming that this person got married, Kedas Moshev Yisrael. He's connecting his Kedushin to what the Rabbanan agree is effective. And the Rabbanan said that this Kedushin should be a Biel's Znos. The Rabbis of Rashi say, and we've learned this concept previously, that he holds that it's inappropriate ever to do Kedusha Bia. And since it's inappropriate to ever do Kedusha Bia, whenever Kedusha Bia are done, they're always considered a Biaznus. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmul, Halach Krebi Lazar, the Halach is like Krebi Lazar, that what, going back to the case that we discussed in our beginning of our shir, which is based on the case of the Mishnah, that we teach the Tana to do Miyun, in order that at that point that marriage is considered like it never happened, and now he could do yibum, the surviving brother could do yibum with the almana. Chenamar v'lazer halach k'v'lazer, that we follow that with that opinion. So here we see that the rabbanon have the ability hefkiu rabbanon l'kedushim minayim, and the question is if it's such a important, if such a powerful authority that Chazal have, so whenever we have a question, why don't we use the concept of Kinner Rabbanan Kedusha Minei? And because of this, the Rishonim and Achronim discussed this question. It would solve so many issues. In fact, there's a tshuva in the Masham. The Masham says that if there was a question about a woman, about a child that was born, that may be a mamzer, and we know if Chas V'Shalom is a mamzer, there's nothing we could do to help this child. So the Marsham comes up with a suggestion. The Marsham in Chelek Aleph Simentes, based on a Gemara in Masech the Gittin, Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, suggests the Aloch is that one is not allowed to be mevatel a get, one is not allowed to nullify a get after it was sent to the woman. And if somebody does so, the halach is that Chazal take the original marriage and say that it's not considered a valid marriage. So he asks, if there's a question of a mamzer, what we should do is to recommend to this husband to write a get for his wife, and then after he writes the get for his wife, nullify the get, which will nullify the original marriage. If it would nullify the original marriage, the woman will not be an Eishes Ish. If she's not an Eishes Ish, then her children, we've saved them from being mamzerim. This is a suggestion that the Marsham gives in that tshuva to save Nebuch, this child who's a mamzer. Rav Shlomo Zalman, Orbach Zatzal, in the Shas Tshuvas Micha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph, Simen Ayin Vav, discusses this tshuvas Marsham, and he says a number of reasons why he doesn't agree that this would be a legitimate approach. One, he says, that even if we're going to follow this approach will only create that the child should not be a mamzer deraisa, but he's still a mamzer midrabbanan, so it isn't really a total solution. Another problem with following this approach, it turns out that until he gave the get, and until he did this entire procedure, as long as he was married to his wife, if we're going to initiate that the marriage was never a marriage, so every time he had relations with his wife while they were legitimate marriage, it must be a bilas nus. Chazal did not want to employ to create that. Another point of Shlomo Zalman says this concept of afkinu rabbanan l'kedusha minei is not agreed upon by all tanoim, and we can't just use it in such a serious situation. Moreover, the Shalos HaTshuvos, Divrei Malkiel, Chelek Hey, Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph, discusses such a, there was a situation that, again, the Rabbanim in Paris, he discusses, were concerned how to prevent a problem with Mamzerim. And he says that every man should be Mekadosh Al Tanai. And by being Mekadosh Al Tanai, then afterwards we could have a way of annulling the marriage. So the Divrei Malkiel quotes Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Zatzal, who was very opposed to it. He says that to create a situation where there's going to be a marriage and then we're just going to annul a marriage is a terrible pretzis. Why is it a terrible pretzis? Because what we're going to be encouraging is that an Eishes Ish could have an adulterous relationship, and even though she has this adulterous relationship, she still avoids having a child being a mamzer. As I understand what Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Zatzal is trying to say, one of the reasons that the Torah HaKadosh says that a child born from an Eishes Ish who has relations with another man should be a mamzer is because Chazal were anxious to have, the Torah was anxious to have a deterrent to prevent women from having these types of relationship. If we're going to use these concepts that we're learning in our shiurim, says Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, to avoid the child being a mamzer, what we've effectively done is we've removed the deterrent from an Eishes Ish to have an inappropriate relationship, which is exactly what the Torah didn't want to happen, and therefore we can't just use the concept of Afkina Rabbana L'Kedush Minei to prevent somebody from being a mamzer. I also saw that the Paiskim say that the only time we could use the concept of Afkina Rabbana L'Kedush Minei is where we find the Gemara explicitly uses that concept. But for us to take that concept and employ it by ourselves, the Paiskim say we have no right or ability to do so. Says the Mishnah, Misha Yos Nosim L'Shtei Yisomis Ketanis. Somebody was married to two Yisomis who were Ketanis. They had Kedusha and Rabbanon with both of them, and Umeis. And now this husband dies without children. B'yosso Yechalitza Shalachs Mehem Peteret Tzorosoi. The Bia or the Chalitza were one, since they're both equal, they both have or Kedusha the Rabbanon. Since both of them are equal, the Kedusha, the Bia, or the Chalitza of one is effective for both of them. Says the Mishnah, V'chein Shtei Charashois. And the same halacha would be if he was married to two women who are deaf mutes, their Kedushin are equivalent. And since their Kedushin are equivalent, the halacha is that the Bia or the Chalitza of one is effective, that it's considered that there was Bia or there was Yibam or Chalitza in this home. And as we've learned, Baruch Hashem, so many times, if there's Yibam or Chalitza in the home, then for one wife, the first Mishnah, the Masechta, that exempts the other wife. But, says the Mishnah, what happens if he's married to these two women, and one is a Ketana, and one is a Chereshes? Then the halacha says, the Mishnah is, since they're not exactly equivalent, one is a Ketana, one a Chereshes. What will be the halacha if, again, this man who died, the brother who died, was married to two women? One was a Bikachas, a regular woman, and one was a Chereshes. So the halacha is the Bias HaBikachas, which is a Yibam of the Raisa, Peteres Chereshes, exempts the Chereshes, because that Yibam, that Zik is only the Rabbanim. However, Vein Bias Chereshes, Peteres as HaBikachas, because there we have, with the Bikachas, we have a Bia Yibam Daraisa, Zika Daraisa, and that can help for taking care of the Zika of only the Rabbanim. Vein Bias HaChereshes, Peteres as HaBikachas. Gedoyle of a Ketana, or if he had two wives, one was a Gedoyle and one was a Ketana, and the Ketana was married not by her father. So the halacha is Bias Gedoyle Peteres as a Ketana, because it's a Zika Daraisa that could take care of a Zika of the Rabbanon, but not vice versa. Vein Bias HaKetana, Peteres HaGedoyle. Says the Gemara, we learned that if he was married to a ktana and a chareshes, bi or chalitza, one of them covers the other one. Ask the Gemara, v'chi chareshes bas chalitza, is a chareshes a candidate for chalitza? For a tanan, haven't we learned in the Mishnah, cheresh and nechlatz, if a cheresh does chalitza, or chareshes shechalitza, or chareshes, the halach is, v'chaletz min a cotton, chalitza is a psula. So how can we say that the bia of the chalitza of the chareshes should be satisfactory? And as we learned earlier in the Masechta, the reason for this halacha we learned earlier in our Masechta is because part of the chalitza process is kriya, reading psukim. And even though, as we learned when we learned the sugyas, the halacha is that the reading of the psukim is not absolutely essential. But we learned it's not absolutely essential by a person who can read. Kol shiroi labia, bila, somebody who can do something, ain't bila makevaspa, if it wasn't done, it's still not essential. But the chareshes, or the cheresh, who are impossible to read, their halacha is that it is ma'akev. So how can we say that she's a candidate for chalitza? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Gidla Marav, indeed, it's talking about the bia. That the bia of the chareshes will exempt the ketana. Rava mafilim tem chalitza. We could say that our Mishnah is saying that chalitza can be performed with the chareshes. We just quoted a Mishnah that says that chalitza cannot be done with chareshes. Answers the Gemara, kam b'chareshes mikara. There's a difference between a woman who, before she was married, she was already chareshes. Kan pikach svach kach neschasha. Chareshes mikara. The woman who was a chareshes that before she got married, kechadol, so she got married as a chareshes. So just like the marriage began with her being a chareshes, hachin nafak, you could break the marriage, you could break the zika with a chalitza, because her status hasn't changed. However, if you have a woman who was a pikachas, vakach nescharsha, loy, because by such a woman, since she got married a full-fledged marriage, she was a pikachas. She was a regular woman when she got married. So such a woman, makva bakriya, and you have to be able to read it. And she, who unfortunately now is a chareshes, can't do any kriya, and therefore her chalitza, which is a necessary, the kriya of a chalitza, which is necessary, becomes an invalid chalitza. Eisra Abaya, chareshes mikara bas chalitza hi? Are you indeed suggesting that a woman who is a chareshes at the moment of marriage, she can have chalitza, or be it midrabbanan? For Tanan, ask the Gemara, who haven't we learned the Mishnah? Shnei Achim. We have two brothers, Achim Pekech Vechet Cheresh. Nesul Shnei Nachrius, married to two women. Achas Pikachas. The Pikachas, the regular woman, is married to the regular brother. Vachas Chareshes. And the Chareshes is married to the Cheresh. Mace Cheresh Baal Chareshes. And the Cheresh, who is the husband of the Chareshes, passed away. And now, his wife has to have Yibum by her brother, his brother, the Pekech. Mayas Pekech Baal Pekachas, what should the Pekech Baal Pekachas do? He can't do Chalitza, because Chalitza is not doable, because she's a Chareshes. Kindness, he could only marry her, do yibam midrabbanan. Vem ratzel haitzi, but if he wants to give her a get, yaitzi. Then he could give her a get without chalitza. Because once she's married to him, she's his full-fledged wife. She's no longer just a yavama. And the way to end that marriage is the same way you could end any marriage with a get. Meis pikeach ba'al b'kachas, continues the Gemara, but if the Bekeach Baal Pekachas died, Mayas Cheresh Baal Chareshes, what should the Cheresh do with this woman who's a Pekachas? Kindness, the only option for him is to do Yibum. Chalitza is not an option for him, because he's a Cheresh. And a Get is not an option for him, because a person who's a Cheresh, who's not considered a Bar Das, is not able to give a Get. And therefore, Ve'enim Moitzi Lo'ilam. My love, says the Gemara, isn't this price referring to a situation? B'chareshes mikara. And still, K'tani, we learned that kindness, that he could do Yibum. Only Yibum is an option, chayil tzloi. But you said, asked the Gemara to Abba, you said, asked the Baya to Rabba, that if she was a chereshes mi'ikara, she can have chalitza. Says the Gemara, loy. I'm going to explain that this braisa is specifically speaking about the yas b'kachas v'achach nescharsha. Where there I agree, she's not a candidate for chalitza. Tashma. So the Gemara asks, Abaye asks a different question on Rabba, who made this distinction between a woman who was chareshes mi'ikara, who he says is a candidate for chalitza, versus a woman who's b'kachas v'achach nescharsha. Tashma. Shnei achim pichin nesun shtein nechroyes. Two pichin are married to two women. Achas pekachas v'achas chareshes. Meis pekech ba'al chareshes. And the pekech who's the husband of the chareshes passed away. And now the chareshes is up for yibum to the other, by the other brother. Mayasa pekech ba'al kekachas. What should the pekech, the remaining, the surviving brother who's a pekech, who's married to pekachas, do? Im writes lohaitzi, kindness, he should do yibum, and then afterwards he could give a get, because a get doesn't require das, and therefore im writes lohaitzi, yoitzi. But what happens, suggests the Gemara, says the Brisa, meis pekech baal pekachas, mayasa pekech baal chareshes, oi chayotz oi miyabim, he could do either chalitza or miyabim. Says Abaya, the fact that the Mishnah is talking about pekech shenasa, so obviously we're referring to a situation that he was originally pekeach. Mailav, and the Bryce, the Gemara is suggesting, Abaye is suggesting, that clearly when we speak about the husband in this case, we're referring to an individual, midahu pekeach mikara, that he was pekeach from the outside. So ostensibly, we have to say, hinami, when we speak about her being a chareshes, she's a chareshes mikara. And yet the Bryce said, koinus in, the Ktani Kainasin, that the only option available to us is Yibum. Chaylet Sloy, but Chalitz is not available to us. So we see that what Rava said, that if she's Chareshes Mi'ikara, she can have Chalitza, doesn't this price say differently? So it's Merloy, Midi'iria. There's no compelling argument to explain the Brisa this way. Rather, we could say, Hok the Isop, when we're speaking about the Bekeach, about the man, we'll say indeed that he's a Bekeach Mi'ikara. When we're speaking about her, we'll be able to say that she wasn't a Bekeach Mi'ikara. She was a Chareshes already at the moment of marriage. And since she was a Chareshes, we're talking that she was not a Chareshes Mi'ikara, and therefore for her, Chalitza is not an option. Esvei, ask the Gemara another question, Abai asked the Rava. The Mishnah says, Shnei achim, ech bekeach ve'ech cheresh, shnu nesuin, shtei achoyos, achas pekachas ve'ech chereshes. Meaning the bekeach is married to the pekachas, and the cheresh is married to the chereshes. Meis cheresh baal chereshes, and the cheresh who's married to the chereshes passes away, and their whole marriage was only a kedusha drabonim, and the chereshes now falls for yibum to the bekeach, who's married to a sister, the soon deraisa, mayasa pekeach ba bekachas. What is his obligation to the sister? Says the Mishnah, there's no obligation. She's a nechayis isha, and a nechayis isha doesn't have to have yibum chalitza. Teitzei mishum nechayis isha. Continues the Mishnah. But what happened to meis pekeach ba bekachas? Mayasa cheresh ba chereshes. What should he do? We have a zika deraisa here, versus his marriage to his sister, which is only Kedusha Drabonim. Maitzis ish to beget, says the Mishnah, he has to divorce his wife because she's a chais zukukasoi, and eishes achiv asur la'olam. He can't do chalitza, and he can't do yibum. He can't do chalitza because he's a cherish, and a cherish can't do chalitza. To do yibum and then give her a get is also not an option, because he was married to some degree with her sister, albeit a Kedusha Derabbanan. And since there was a Kedusha Derabbanan with her sister, and we'll speak about this more in Mitzvah Shem in the coming Shir, that's enough to exclude her for being a candidate for Yibam, and therefore this woman will remain a Shemeres Yavam for her life. But ask the Gemara, so Bai says, V'chitema, and we will say here, Chanami, that we're talking about, Ask the Gemara, if he's such an individual, could he give a get for Tanan? If somebody married a woman when she's Bekachas, when the Scharsha, she becomes a Cherish, Yotze, he could give her a get. Nishtatis, if she becomes deranged, unfortunately, Loyotze, he shouldn't give her a get. For as Chazal didn't want a woman who's a Shaita to get a get, because we don't want her to leave, to be left that way without anybody taking care of her. Nischar shua nishtata, if the man becomes a cherish or a shaita, layoitz alamis, because they don't have the proper das to give a get. So we can't say that speaking about b'keich v'achkach nischarish, el lav, how can we say, but this Mishnah says he can give a get. It must be that he's talking about a person that's cherish mikara. Suggest the Gemara, if we're saying that Mishnah is referring when we speak about the man that is a cherish mikara, ostensibly, when we speak about the woman, she also is Charesh Mikara. V'dachoyis Charesh Mikara. If we're speaking about that the sisters, if we're speaking about the sisters, we should learn that just like by the sisters, we're talking about Charesh Mikara, then the cases of Nachrim are also Charesh Mikara. V'tanan, and we learned by them, V'tanan Gabi Nachrius, and we learned previously in our Shia tonight, Kindness in Chayilat Sloy. So we see that Rabbi's distinction that if somebody was a Charesh Mikara, she could get Chalitza, seems not to be correct. It says the Gemara, Ishtik. He remained silent. He didn't have an answer. But says the Gemara, Kiasal Kameder of Yosef, Amalei, my time at Toysim Ha, why do you ask from this Mishnah, the Yochlish Nu Yeloch, that I could have answered you, that Achoyis Charesh Mikara, the Mishnah that speaks about sisters, indeed, is speaking about Charesh Mikara. The Mishnah that speaks about sisters is going to speak about B'kachas V'achkach Nischarsha. If you wanted to ask a question, listen, Maha, you should have asked from this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shnei Achim Charshim, Mesun Ar Shtei Achim Pichos, or Shtei Achis Charshos, or Shtei Achis Achis B'kachas V'achas Charashos. V'kein Shtei Achoyos, Charshos, Nesua is the Shnei Achim Pichin, or the Shnei Achim Charshin, or the Shnei Achim Achim Pichin, or the Cherish. Harei l'pturim and chalitzim and yibim, they are part of a chalitzim and yibim because it's nechoyis isha, v'mahayin nechriyos, but if they were not sisters, yichnesu. And they should do yibim, v'mratzu l'oitzi, and after yibim is done, they want to give a get, yoitzi, they have every right to do so. Ask Rabbi Yosef, hechidami, that they were pichim and then they became chashu. The question is, me matzi mafka, could such an individual give a get? But tonight, haven't we learned in our shir the status that if the woman became a shaita, layotzi, you shouldn't divorce such a woman. And the scharashu, and the status, if he became a cherish shaita, layotzi lemus, he can't give a get. El lav, we're talking about chashmi kara. And when we speak about the men, we've now established that the Chershim Mikara, that's why they could give a get. And yet, the Brisa says that giving a get, marrying her, giving a get is an option, but Chalitz is not an option. And says the Gemara, ostensibly, in Unami, when we speak about the women, they too are women who are Chershim Mikara. Viktani, and what do we learn? What do we see Yichnesu in? Only Yibim is an option, Chalitza is not, even though the Chashas Mikara. Tiyufta, the rabbi Tiyufta, who says that if the Chashas Mikara, Chalitza is an option.